If you have been struggling to reach your desired destination, that number on the scale, that number on your genes has not yet reached a place where you are comfortable, then I need you to stay with me. Today is Worship Word Wednesday. So we are going to come together in agreement in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray together for you. Before we come together in prayer, I just want to remind you that my 5-day Christian Women's Detox is completely free, is available to you right now. If you are looking to lose 5 pounds in 5 days and grow a stronger relationship with Jesus, this is for you. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes and you can access it today. Hey, woman of God. Are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. All right, it's time to get into the meat of today. It is Word and Worship Wednesday, which means we have a theme from the Word of God. We are going to pray together. Where two or more are gathered, there is power. And we are going to decree a thing over your life so that you start to see things shifting because God says it. So every time it's a Worship Word Wednesday, I go to God in prayer and I just say, what is it that she needs today, Lord? And where He brought me is in Psalm 119, verse 105. You probably know it. It says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet, a light for my path. And I just want to focus on this one scripture today for you, because we need to tease this out. When you are on a weight loss journey, sometimes you can get defeated. Sometimes you can get confused. There's so many things out there. What do I do? What do I follow? How do I go about this? But we need to remember this in Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Now, He doesn't say, your word is a lamp to guide my feet during marriage or during childbearing years, or, you know, it's your word is a lamp to guide my feet. That's just in every area of your life, and a light for my path in every area of your life. And that includes your weight loss journey. This path can seem so frustrating, so confusing. There's so much information out there. It's overwhelming, right? And you're just like, I don't even know where to start. So many times you're not starting at all. Or you're trying what your Aunt Sarah did. You're trying what your bestie just did and it worked for her. It just gets so confusing. Can you relate to that? You know, it gets frustrating. You feel like you're just in a dark place and you're just not sure which way to turn. You know, what's the best exercise? What's the best food? Why is it working for other people, not for me? Well, I just want to highlight this today because you don't have to be in this dark place at all. You can come out of this dark place. You have to let the Word of God lead you first, and then everything else will come into place. This is what sets you apart, or should I say you apart? I don't know what happened to my English there. This is what sets you apart from other women in the world doing worldly things, is that you are a Christian woman, a woman of God, losing weight. So you're going to look different. He calls us to look different. And the biggest way you're different is that you are in the Word and you are following your Heavenly Father's voice on everything you do in your life, especially in this journey of losing weight. So think about this verse, okay? Again, Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So think about it this way. If you're walking in the woods at night, it could be a little unsafe. But to walk safely in the woods at night, you need a light for protection so you don't trip over the tree roots, so you don't fall into holes. On this weight loss journey, and even in life, you're going to walk through some dark forests of evil. Let's just face it, that happens. But the Bible can be your light to show you the way ahead so that you're not going to stumble as you walk. Yes, even in weight loss, the Bible reveals the entangling roots of false values that you might have, of false philosophies that you might have, of false views that you might have that have come from other people in your life and not from God. So you need a light. You need a light to reach your desired destination. And when you study the Word of God, you will be able to see your way clearly enough to stay on the right path. Yes and amen. Don't you want that? I know I want that, and I want that for you too. And when I was looking deeper into this one scripture, if you look at the word lamp, they're talking about, right, in God's Word, the word lamp here is like a candle in a little candle holder. Okay, so the word of God is a lamp to guide my feet. You're holding it. It's close by. Okay, but if you look at the word light, the next part of this, and a light for my path, the word light here is like a big, huge flashlight. It's the light of the world. So God is talking about, He is the lamp, the little candle that's guiding every tiny little step. But He's also the light of your path, the greater light around you that is giving you, feeding you, guiding you, talking to you, and ministering to you. So not only do you have the light of God for your every little step in this weight loss journey, you know, I'm not sure what to eat, Lord. I'm not sure how to exercise. Do I exercise today? You know, what do I do, Lord? But He also has the bigger picture of the light of this is the right path for you because it's His path. Do you see what I'm saying here? And this pertains to all areas of your life. But when you look at lamp and light, it means this for you personally. And then the light, the greatness, the greater light of the world, the bigger flashlight. It's like the mega lights at a football field. And can I just say that there's been so many women lately that have reached out to me and said, I prayed a prayer, God help me lose weight. God help me with my weight. God help me with my health. And God made my podcast come into their life somehow, literally stumbled upon it. And they say to me all the time, I prayed and God answered me within 48 hours. Okay. So do you see, He's saying, hey, there's a bigger light out here, over here. And He's giving you this, but He's also saying He will guide you by His word that you have in your home to help you on your path. So beautifully orchestrated. Only God can do that. So if you're new here, I always say, if you want to take me into your prayer closet, if you want to take me into your car, if you want to take me in the bathroom and lock the door, it doesn't matter. We just want to pray together somewhere where you're not disturbed and you can just really get into the presence of the Lord. That's what we're seeking. We're seeking His face today. We're seeking to change the atmosphere of where you are. So let's do this now. And how we're going to do this is we're just going to start just adoring Him, start magnifying Him, start exalting Him, lifting Him up. Heavenly Father, we exalt You. I exalt You. Heavenly Father, above every name, Jesus, You are exalted. Lord, I lift You up on high. I lift You up, Lord. God, I bless You. Jesus, I bless You. Oh God, above all my problems, all my concerns, all my worries, You are lifted above all of them. You are so high. You are so mighty. Thank You, Jesus. I magnify You, God. You are most holy. You are my holy majesty. You and You alone, Lord, are worthy of my attention. You and You alone, Lord, are worthy of my affection. You and You alone, Lord, are worthy of everything, Lord. God, I lift You up, highly exalted over my life, highly exalted over my home, highly exalted over my body, highly exalted over my job, highly exalted over my weight loss journey. Lord, You are undefeated. Lord, You have all the power. Lord, You have all the might. Lord, You have all the wisdom. Lord, You are wisdom. Lord, You are truth. Oh God, I adore You. I worship You, God. You have all my attention right now. Now, God, You have all of me, God. I surrender to You, God. Oh, God, I give You all my attention. All my focus is on You, Jesus. My eyes are fixed on You, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of my faith. I lift You up, God. I glorify You. I magnify You. There is none like You, God. You are the holy God. I worship You, God. And so right now, let's just push past our thoughts. Let's just enter in the courts of praise, because where there is praise and thanksgiving, this renews our mind. So let's just start to thank Him. Gratitude unlocks the door to the glory of His presence. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You, Lord, for keeping me another day. I thank You, Jesus, for breath in my lungs. I thank You, Jesus, for everything I have in my life. Lord, I thank You for my car. I thank You for my good health. I thank You for the health that is to come, that I know that You're restoring me right now. I thank You. I thank You for everything. I thank You for making all of those trials in my life and tribulations in my life, because they brought me closer to You, Lord. I thank You for them, because they increased my faith, Lord. I thank You for breath in my lungs. I thank You for the things that I don't quite have yet, and I know that You're bringing them to me, because You are so mighty. And I thank You for knowing better than I do. I thank You for everything. I thank You for every time You move in my life, that I know that it is just the right time, because You are mighty, purposeful, powerful, and You know better than I do. I thank You, Lord. I thank You for everything that I have, everything that I continue to have. I thank You for everything You did for me on that cross. I thank You for what You're doing for me today, even though I don't see it yet. I thank You, Lord. I thank You for all my trials and tribulations. Lord, I thank You for the pain. I thank You for the pain and the rejection of my past, because it drove me into Your arms. I thank You so much for everything that I have suffered through, because it showed me that You are so merciful and graceful. I thank You. I thank You for everything, that every time that I felt left alone, that I felt rejected, that I felt that somebody walked out on me, that doors closed on me. I thank You for these moments, because it drove me into the throne room of You, God. I am so thankful, because it taught me Your acceptance. It taught me how much You love me. I have learned so deeply from all of this, Lord, how much You are mighty and You are so merciful. I thank You, Lord, for Your love. I thank You for choosing me. I thank You for my past, because it brought me to You today. And if you want to take a moment and keep thanking him for your spouse that you have. And if you don't have one yet, thank him for the spouse that's to come, the godly spouse that's on his way. Thank him for your children. And if you don't have them yet, that's okay. Thank him for the children that are on their way. Just continue to thank him. If you need to pause me, go ahead and do it, because we're going to move into, we're going to decree and declare a thing, okay? We are going to decree and declare a thing, not because we say it, but because God says it. So we're going to decree and declare Psalm 119:105. Lord, I decree and declare that you are the lamp for my feet. You are the lamp for my feet in my life. You are the lamp for my feet every day. You are the lamp for my feet in my weight loss journey. You are the lamp for my feet in everything I do. Lord, I decree and declare that you are the light of my path. You are the light on my path in my weight loss journey. You are the light on my path in every single thing I do. You're the light on my path each and every day. Lord, I decree and declare that you direct my steps daily, that you direct my steps on my weight loss journey, that you direct my steps when I work out. I decree and declare that you direct my steps even when I don't work out. Lord, I just decree and declare right now, Jeremiah 42:3 over my life. I decree and declare that the Lord, you my God, will tell me where I should go and what I should do. I decree and declare right now that I hear your voice, because you say that I hear my shepherd's voice and you are my shepherd. And I decree and declare that your voice is so loud that I hear it. I hear it in the ways that I should go on this weight loss journey. I hear it in the ways that I should go in my decision making. I hear it in the ways that I should go when it comes to meal planning and meal prepping. Lord, I hear you. I hear your voice, Lord. And we're going to decree and declare Isaiah 30:21 over ourselves right now. I decree and declare that my own ears will hear you, Jesus. Right behind me, your voice will say, this is the way that you should go. When you turn right or left, this is the way that you should go. This is the way that your weight loss journey should go. This is the way. When I turn right, when I turn left, I hear your voice loud and clear. I hear you speaking to me, that subtle voice that is inside of me, because I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, and my body is your temple, and you are directing me. And with your voice that I hear it, and with your voice, I obey what you want for my temple. I decree it right now that I hear you when it comes to if I want to eat sugar. No. I hear the conviction of your Holy Spirit loving me, saying, is that what you want to do? Not today. No, I hear your voice and I make new choices. I hear your voice so loud and clear in my ears that I make new choices for my body, which is your temple. I surrender fully to you, Jesus, today. I decree and declare that I surrender today everything that I have been doing, Lord, to you. I surrender my weight loss journey. I surrender the way I've been abusing my body. I decree and declare that it is yours today, Lord. This is your body, and I decree and declare that I surrender it today. Yes and amen. So right now, you just want to go into praise. Praise him like King David. Praise him. If you want to grab your guitar, bang on the desk. I don't care. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. And just praise him, even though it hasn't happened yet. It has happened in the heavens, because what he looses in heavens, he looses on earth. And what he binds in the heavens, he binds on earth. And we are the power right here, because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us and we are voice activated. This is all God's word. You just decreed a thing. So right now, praise him. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are lighting my path. Thank you, Jesus, for being the lamp to my feet. Yes, Lord, I praise you for taking action with me every single day, Lord. Thank you for the self-control. Thank you for the discipline. Thank you that I am so kind to your vessel, your body. Yes, Lord, I praise you. I praise you because I hear your voice. I praise you for every single thing that you're doing, everything that you're guiding me to do. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you for my 15 pounds of weight loss. I praise you for my 20 pounds of weight loss. I praise you for my 100 pounds of weight loss. I praise you that the scale is changing in Jesus' name. I praise you that I have the joy of you, Jesus, in this journey. I praise you, Jesus, for the glory. I praise you for the victory. You already won it for me, and now I'm walking it out. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. And if you just keep praising him, pause me if you want, praise him, put on your worship music, dance around, dance, be silly. It doesn't matter. He loves when you praise him. So just take this moment and praise him, because your praise is proof that it is done, woman of God. It is done. This is so good. Thank you so much for taking this time, worshiping together, getting in the word. If you want to study out today or tomorrow or the rest of the week until next week, what some of the scripture we used today, it was Psalm 119, verse 105, Jeremiah 42:3, we decreed and declared, and Isaiah 30:21. So I suggest getting in the word, reading through those, meditating on those words, on those scriptures, and really letting God move and transform you, because he does. I just pray that woman that is listening to this today, Lord, that you touch her, like never before. I pray that she has an encounter with you like never before. I pray that she hears your voice like never before. I pray that she seeks your face like never before. And this encounter transforms her from the inside out, so that you change her heart. You change every part of her inside. And the outside will organically change, will organically lose weight, and that you have transformed her to your image and likeness. I pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.